Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. I hope you had a good Friday. I'm here to get you all set and ready for the weekend. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and listening all over North America. You could be hanging out on a Friday. You could be at work. You could be leaving work. You could be chilling. I'm glad that you're here. If you're like me, even though I'm on the air with you right now, I'm paying attention to the NBA Finals. Because this very minute, this very second, the Denver Nuggets are in control. There's about 3.5 minutes left in this game. Denver currently leads 97-87. If Denver wins this game, they go up in the series 3-1. And if you have been watching this series, you probably know what that means. The Miami Heat at this point would be officially cooked. They'd be done. And if you need a little bit of a reminder, in the case of NBA history, we've only had one team come back from being down 3-1 in an NBA Finals, and that would be the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. I don't think that would happen this go-round. Nikola Jokic right now, 23 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. He is playing with 5 fouls. He is out on the court to pretty much help close out this game. Aaron Gordon having a game of his life tonight with 27 points. Jamal Murray, 15. Bruce Brown off the bench with 13. Michael Porter Jr., he's been having a crap series shooting the ball. He has 11 points. A big shout out to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And I think we all basically, I want to say we're on the same page here. But it looks like Denver is going to be in control. And I think it's only a matter of time before Miami Heat fans start to exit the building. Hey, Shep, at what point do we see a mass exodus? Another minute or so, right? Takes one shot.
I'm surprised the max exodus has not already occurred, JR. I mean, they were down double digits with less than 4 minutes to go in this game. I can't believe the Heat have been so loyal in this one, considering where they are score-wise. Yeah, the Heat fan base, yeah. I mean, I'm too busy seeing Forrest Whitaker and Chris Tucker. I'm not seeing really the fans engaged in this game, to be honest.
Well, you know, after a few Duncan Robinson threes, they showed a little bit of life when Nikola Jokic ended up going to the bench. But this is bad. And when I say this, I'm about to explain it to everyone. The Miami Heat bench players, role players, they've all come back down to earth. Gabe Vincent, 2 points tonight. Max Strus, 0 points tonight. Duncan Robinson, pretty much the only dude who's showing some life out of the typical trio. He has 12 points. Caleb Martin, has 9 points. Kyle Lowry had 13 points. It seems like he had all 13 of those points in the second quarter. And the Miami Heat have turned back into a pumpkin. That's it. And, okay, now it's over. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope just knocked down a three to extend the lead to 105-91. And the minute that shot went down, there were white T-shirts in the stands that have started to exit the building. And I think reality is starting to set in for Miami Heat fans who have just I don't want to say all of them because it's not the case, but there's been a lot of Heat fans who just talked about, oh, we don't give up, we don't quit. Well, at some point, talent factors in. You know, Nikola Jokic ended up spraining his ankle earlier on in the game, and it was just like, oh, here we go. And Jokic, all he needed to do was to go into the back, get his ankle retaped up. He came back, and he played. And so as of this minute, there's less than 2 minutes left in the game, 1 minute and 49 seconds to be exact, and the Denver Nuggets lead 105-91. And you got a lot of folks in Miami right now who are heading towards the exits. I don't think there is a comeback here, and I think we're minutes away from the Denver Nuggets going up 3-1 in this series. Now, I'm taking a deep sigh because before we get to the conclusion of this game, I have tried to avoid this the best way possible all week long. If you haven't noticed, if you've been underneath a rock, Zion Williamson has been in the news all week, and not for any type of reasoning dealing with basketball. Has nothing to do with his weight. Zion Williamson's personal business has been plastered all over social media. He has a pregnancy announcement, not his, earlier this week with his girlfriend or whatever she is, and they're having a baby. They had a video for it. And then there was an adult film star. I don't know if she's a former adult film star, but she's done some things. And she said that Zion was, not faithful. She went on a 3-day Twitter rant. And now there is also a third woman who has now come out and said Zion was not being honest or faithful. And for Zion Williamson, you know, I don't care who he does what with and where he does it and how he does it. If you want details, you can Google it, allegedly. But it's embarrassing. I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about whether or not Zion is a bust. And I say, yeah, I mean, for right now, because he doesn't play, people are telling me, oh, no, he's not a bust yet. And but I don't care. He's not out there. At this point in time, Zion just looks like a bum. Not being available, not being in shape. He's in the headlines for having 8 girlfriends and this baby and the pregnant lady who also happens to be a star, a camera star, if you get my drift. And whatever happened to Zion from college? Just running around, big fun-loving guy, dunking all over the place. That Zion is gone. This is Zion with $200 million coming his way, having not even been healthy. And now he is just, he's not a basketball player. He's a caricature of a basketball player. And for whatever reason, Zion was at a public event with his dad today, giving away school uniforms. And his stepfather actually took the time to talk to the press and say, hey, don't believe everything you read about my son. Listen to this.
And I want to say this, and I want to be politically correct when I say it. That's my son, and I love him. You know, when I was a child, I walked like a child. talked like a child, did childish things. But when I became a man, when I understood, then God blessed me. So all I'm going to say this morning, believe half of what you see and nothing you hear. That's all I'm going to say. I stand by my son 100%.
There you go.
I wasn't always where I am today.
Come here, son.
There you're right. There you're right.
Yeah, you don't got to believe a damn thing when it comes to Zion, but you better believe this. It's official. The Denver Nuggets have now taken a 3-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. 108-95 is the final score. Teams that lead 3-1, they are 35-1 here. Yeah, there ain't no bounce back for these Heat. As the cameras are firmly entrenched on Jimmy Butler as he takes a brisk walk back to the locker room. Gotta be tough when the camera is all up in your grill. Denver's up 3-1. Wow. Wow. Let me give you the numbers here. Nikola Jokic finishes tonight. 23 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. Aaron Gordon, 27 points. He played out of his mind. 11 of 15 from the field, 3 of 4 from downtown. And Aaron Gordon did more. 27 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Jamal Murray had 15 points and 12 assists. Bruce Brown, 21 points off of the bench. But this is where things were just terrible for Miami. Jimmy Butler had 25, 7, and 7. Bam Adebayo went 20 and 11. Kevin Love, the old man carcass of Kevin Love, gave you 12 points. Kyle Lowry had 13 off the bench. Caleb Martin had 11. Duncan Robinson had 12. But these are the culprits tonight. The Miami Heat got nothing. Zero. Zip. From Gabe Vincent and Max Strus. And I know, maybe Gabe Vincent is still hobbled. Maybe he's not feeling well. Maybe his body is hurting. To have 2 points ain't going to cut it, man. What's Max Strus's excuse? Max Strus had 0 points. Nothing. And so all these role players, these guys who just stepped things up, were we supposed to believe in them throughout the course of the playoffs? And Miami Heat have turned into a pumpkin. Like they've regressed back to normal, man. And what are they supposed to do now? Just throw Tyler Hero out there? Like this is desperation time. The clinching game could be this upcoming Monday in Denver, Colorado. In the Miami Heat, are they just supposed to say, oh, well, let's just throw Tyler Hero out there and see if we can get some more shots? The Denver Nuggets are walking. They have walked into their locker room, slapping fives. And yeah, they should be happy. They have a chance to go home and win an NBA championship on their home court. And unless the Miami Heat want to delay the inevitable, unless they want to hold everybody up, there's not a game that goes by where I don't think the Miami Heat are capable of winning. But the Denver Nuggets should just slam the door shut on Monday night. Get it over with. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Denver Nuggets win tonight's game 108-95. Denver now leads this NBA Finals Series 3-2-1. There's only been one team in NBA history to come back from a one deficit. It ain't going to happen this go-round. This is not the Cavaliers and the Warriors. These are the Nuggets. This is the Heat. And the Denver Nuggets have been in control this entire series. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I want you to hear some of these plays. Because Aaron Gordon, he played tonight like he was Karl Malone. And Nikola Jokic, he's just Nikola Jokic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Denver Nuggets, man, one win away from a championship. We're going to talk about it on the other side. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Speaking about you personally, I think you're terrific. I really do. I'm a devotee of sports radio, 70 years old. All over the country, I've listened to a lot of them, and you're right up there. You really do a great job. I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Damn, the New York Mets got beat by the Pirates 14-7. Damn. And then they losing Pete Alonso. Damn. Man, sucks to be a New York Met right now. This is terrible. Anyway. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is done. The Denver Nuggets just beat the Miami Heat 108-95. The Denver Nuggets now lead this series 3-2-1. In 36 instances of an NBA Finals going to 3-1, the only team to ever come back from 3-1, you know it, the Cleveland Cavaliers, 2016 against those Golden State Warriors. And I think Draymond Green being suspended had a little bit of something to do with it. And so Miami, they're done. They're cooked. They're finished. It's a wrap. No mas. It's over. The fans went home. They know it was over. And now this series goes back to Denver, where the Nuggets are going to try to close things out in front of their home fans on Monday night. I wish I was in Denver right now. I'd love to celebrate. I'd love to. They got to wait a couple of days, but I'd absolutely love to. All the reasons in the world to do so. Aaron Gordon, another solid game. We saw what he did in game one. Just bullying the small Miami Heat. Tonight, he had 27 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. He was 11 of 15 from the field. He didn't miss or couldn't miss. He was 3 of 4 from downtown. He had 2 steals. Jokic, 23 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. Jamal Murray didn't have one of these 30-point games. He only had 15 points to go along with 12 assists. And Jamal Murray, he spoke to Lisa Salters after the game on ABC, and this is what Jamal Murray had to say about the win.
Jamal, that big three on your favorite play when they were making a run in the fourth quarter, how were you able to hold it down when Nikola was on the bench in foul trouble?
How about my teammates? Teammates were great. AG, K, Bruce, came in the game. CB, everybody, today was a team effort. I can't even name one person. Everybody locked in. We got one more to go.
Tonight you made history, became the first person in NBA history to have at least 10 assists in their first 4 finals games. What does that mean to you?
Like I said, my teammates. I know you don't get assists without them making shots and making the right reads, so I can't say no. I give all my credit to my teammates. They did a great job. It was a great team effort on both ends, and we got to do that for one more game, and we get our goal.
You started to name names, but I want to single out some guys. Aaron Gordon, describe the impact he had on this game.
He just played with confidence today. You know, he saw one go down, and we just told him to stay aggressive. You know, and he did that, going to the rim, making shots, guarding Jimmy, being on the boards, just, you know, being a force like he was in game one. And, you know, tonight was him.
Yeah, I mean, he played a strong game all the way through. Aaron Gordon played like the dude out of Arizona who people thought was going to be an NBA All-Star. I don't think it's going to matter too much, because if he gets his hand on an NBA championship, people are going to be paying even closer attention, and that might be the reality come Monday night. 27 points, 11 of 15 from the field. This is a big deal. Shout-outs to everybody in Denver. I know they are thrilled. They are happy on a Friday night. They might be having a couple of beers. There might be a few new babies that are being conceived, and it's not even a W yet, right? And I'm not jumping the gun here, folks. Unless there's some type of injury, the series is done. There ain't no comeback, okay? Even if Miami picks up a win on Monday night, I don't need people calling me, telling me, oh, they still got a chance. What are you talking about? You buried them, JR. Come on, stop. The series is over. And tonight, oh, my God. I already told you about Max Strus and Gabe Vincent only combining for 2 points. This is kind of pathetic. The defense from the Nuggets was spectacular tonight. They held Miami to 8 of 25 from 3. They had 11 steals to Miami's 2. The Denver Nuggets blocked 7 shots to Miami's 3. The Nuggets at one point led by 17 points in the largest lead tonight for the Miami Heat. A paltry 3 points. I said it last night when one of the Heat callers, Heat fans called up and it's railed about, Miami Heat come back and the series not over. And I'm like, man, have you watched the games? Like, Miami has been playing from behind every game. Even the game they won, they've been playing from behind. Tonight was no different. Like, Mike Malone is talking to the media right now, head coach of the Denver Nuggets, and we'll hear from Mike Malone. I mean, he's at the end of the rope, end of the line right now. There really can't be any more, we need to play better, and we're the underdogs, and nobody believes in us. Hey, Mike Malone, that's over. When Mike Malone is done chatting, we'll share with you everything that he is saying. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you, Nikola Jokic went down and had to take a seat with 5 fouls. And they were still able to stay alive. And they were able to keep the Miami Heat at bay until he stepped back out onto the court. But I told you, Aaron Gordon is the man who got busy tonight for the Denver Nuggets, deciding to give him 27 points. I'm going to take you to the third quarter. Nuggets fully in control. Aaron Gordon finishing with a slam from an alley-oop. Listen to this.
Murray Beal's down to the right elbow, guarded by Adebayo. This has Gabe Vincent on Joker. Dunk! 2 hands on the alley-oop to Aaron Gordon. Denver leads it by 11, 72-61. Over halfway home in the third quarter.
Yeah, he can dunk the ball off of an alley-oop. And then I told you, he can also knock down a 3. He was 3 of 4. Listen to this 3-point bucket.
Murray to the elbow, corner 3, Gordon. Yes! Oh, I can't tell you how big that bucket was.
Murray's hurt.
Back the other way comes Adebayo. Adebayo, stutter step drive, fighting the clock, jumper, air ball at the horn. And Denver will take a 13-point lead to the fourth quarter.
Well, Murray wasn't hurt. Because Murray in the fourth quarter, he's out here knocking down threes.
Brown throws it on the high left side over to Gordon. Gordon hands it off to Jamal Murray for three. Yes! There you go. 89-81. Denver back in the lead by eight.
Listen, folks. It's not just Aaron Gordon. It's not just Jamal Murray. It's a team effort. Bruce Brown tonight off of the bench. 21 points, 8 of 11 from the field. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope got him the ball, and Bruce Brown decided to finish.
Jimmy Butler has it at the point. He's guarded by KCP. He gets to the free throw line, shoves him out of the way, stripped out of his hands, he got it back, leans in, loses the basketball again, stolen by Denver. Nuggets have the numbers 3-on-1. Murray Brown, layup, good! Nuggets lead it 96-87.
Bruce Brown got busy on his own too. While the Denver Nuggets were trying to keep Miami at bay, he helped put them up double digits late in the fourth.
Bruce Brown down the lane, reverse side, layup is up and in! Denver leads it by 11 with 2 minutes to go in game number four!
At that point, I'm looking around the arena, I'm waiting for the fans to leave, I'm waiting for them to head to the exits, and I'm just waiting, I'm trying to see what point the fans are going to quit. It basically came with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He knocked down a three, and at that point, there was an exodus.
Aaron Gordon right side to Casey for the game winner. Yes! The Denver Nuggets lead the Miami Heat by 14 points. And Scotty, for the first time this playoff series, I'm going to tell you that this thing is over!
Yeah, and ironically, that's the same thing I said on the radio, and then I had to reaffirm. This is all Nuggets radio, by the way. I had to affirm to people, it's not officially over, but yeah, the game is done. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope hit what I called an FU3. When you knock down one of those three-point shots, it's done. Like, you know there's no coming back. The game is finished unless there's a miracle, of which the odds are very, very slim and very, very low. You're done. And so right now, the Miami Heat, they're just about done. I don't think they're going to be on the other side of history and returning from a 3-1 deficit. The Denver Nuggets are trying to win the first championship in their existence here in the NBA. One more win for their first NBA title. And they're going to have a chance to do it at home. 855-212-4CBS. Flute is calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up there, JR? Man, it's a beautiful game today. You know, it's just very pleasing to watch good basketball, man. And Denver displayed that. You know, in Miami, they're scrapping, too. They're scrapping, but they're just running into a team that is prepared and is spreading the ball around. That's what I like the most. It's not a one-man, you know, this is his show, a 4-on-1. You know, one guy and the other four just look around and support him. It's a team effort, man. I'm seeing guys hustling and playing and sweat dripping. I mean, they're putting forth effort. And the thing is, you can tell that they're coached and they're well prepared because they stay within their same, you know, routine, whether they're up 10 or down 10. You know, they move the ball around and they play good team defense, and it's just pleasing to the eye to watch it, man, after watching a whole decade of this one-man ball and clearing it out. You know, and that boy Murray, man, I think he has a lot of room to grow, too. All of them have room to grow, even Djokovic. But I don't think that they're at their best. But I don't count Miami out. I think Miami's going to win a game or two. I hope it goes 7 because after this, it's all over with. But I think Pat Riley going to pull, you know, he's going to put something in them to make a fight. They're going to fight. They're not just going to go down, I don't think, 4-1. I would hope it go 3-3, well, but this is beautiful basketball.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Flute, for calling from D.C. Yeah, listen, man, I've said I think that they'll win one or two games. So I won't be shocked if Miami picks up a victory on Monday. I would not be surprised. But this series is just about done. It's just a formality. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike Malone chatting with the media. I know the players getting ready to chat with the media as well. We will share that with you here on the air. 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the series? Can we close the book now on Miami? They got all these cliches. I know you're not supposed to say anything about a fat lady singing anymore, but the fat lady warming up right now, she's in the back. She might be eating or drinking something, but she's about to hit that stage, and she is about to sing, and she is going to sing the Miami Heat into vacation. And the Denver Nuggets, they are about to be serenaded to the sounds of their first NBA championship. I don't think that is a stretch to say. I'll take your calls on the other side. Start to hear from some of the coaches and the players.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You are inspiration. You paid a picture to us at home to actually feel and want to know what you're doing. What a great job you do, sir.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Uh-oh. We playing trophies before the trophies are actually handed out. Uh-oh. Hey, Shep, how many times can we play this on Monday? Can we play this again?
I mean, we could play that every time. It's going to be fitting.
I feel like I was about to say I feel like we're rubbing salt in the wound, but the series isn't technically done yet.
You know why you're not doing that, JR?
Why?
Because I shouldn't call him a clown or a fool. That's a little harsh.
Who is it?
But every single time he loses, every time, same MO. Well, we're going to get one at home. Well, we're going to get one on the road. Well, you know what? You're 1-for-4 for guarantees. So you kind of put this on yourself, man.
You're talking about Jimmy Butler.
You're damn right I am. And listen, enough of this playoff Jimmy stuff. He had one good round. Let's just be real about what Jimmy Butler has done this postseason. We know he's a Hall of Fame talent. So we shouldn't be surprised when he can score 20, 25 points in a game. But the only great series he has had this entire postseason was against a team where their best player was injured. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Here in the postseason, and let's go ahead. Let's look at the numbers here for Jimmy Butler in the postseason. You tell me. Yeah, you people listening to me right now. Go ahead. If we have to go ahead and go round by round. So here in the postseason, not including tonight or maybe including tonight, he's averaging 27 points, 6 assists, and 6 rebounds. Absolutely amazing. Yes. But as you continue on here in the postseason, let's look at the numbers here. Tonight, 25 points, 7-7. Last game, 28. The game before that, 21 on 7 of 19 shooting. The game before that, only 13 points. And so he's picked things up in the last two games, not the best of games in the first two. It's just it's inconsistencies here. And he has said, oh, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to win. It don't matter anymore, man. It's just about over. Sorry. The Miami Heat at home in their last four games, they've lost them all. They've started the postseason here 6-0 at home in the last four games against Denver, against also the Celtics. They're 0-4. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike Malone has really played up the underdog card for the Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic doesn't get respect. We're not going to get respect until we actually win something. My team, the defense sucks. Mike Malone is seemingly never happy. Well, Mike Malone just finished speaking with the media, and let's take a listen to see whether or not he's actually happy. Matter of fact, I guess he's happy about Bruce Brown. I told you about his 21 points tonight. And 11 of those points came in the fourth quarter to help keep the Miami Heat at bay while Nikola Jokic was in foul trouble. This is what Mike Malone had to say about Bruce Brown.
Bruce Brown in the fourth quarter was amazing. You know, he had, I think, 21 points. 11 of those were in the fourth quarter. They were giving Jamal so much attention that let's get Jamal off the ball, let Bruce make some plays. He was aggressive, got to the basket, made shots, and tonight was an impressive performance.
Bruce Brown, he spoke as well. And Bruce Brown, he pretty much had an answer to this question. Hey, Jokic had to sit on the bench in the fourth quarter with five fouls. Hey, Bruce, how did y'all win when Jokic was in foul trouble?
Bruce, you scored 11 of your 21 in the fourth quarter. What are you guys thinking when Joker goes to the bench, and why did it not faze you guys tonight?
Really just be aggressive. We knew they were going to trap Jamal and try to get the ball out of his hands, so the other four players are going to have to make plays. And then luckily it was just my time in the fourth quarter.
You joined the team as one of the best cutters in the league, and the team is also putting the ball in your hands. You're initiating offense. You've grown as a spot-up shooter. Year to year, you're always adding something to your game. Like, how does it feel to have all that come together the way that it has in the finals, and now you're one win shy of a title?
Yeah, it's been great. It just shows the work I put in each offseason. Remember, when I first came in the league, I couldn't shoot. I wasn't confident shooting the ball at all. I was a mutt guy. They left me wide open and let me shoot. So that took a toll on my confidence, but it put a chip on my shoulder. So I just got to gym and work, and now it's showing on the biggest stage.
Good for him. This man had to play on the Brooklyn Nets, the Brooklyn Nets team that was supposed to be competing for a championship. Ironically, now he's contributing to one right now with the Denver Nuggets. And so Bruce Brown stepping up in a big way tonight for Denver. Mike Malone, he didn't just single out Bruce Brown for what he contributed. He also took a look at Aaron Gordon, who had a playoff career high 27 points. He had 25 of those points through the first three quarters. Nobody, and I mean nobody tonight, could stop Aaron Gordon. This is what Mike Malone had to say about him.
27 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, making threes, getting to the foul line, guarding at a high level. Aaron did it all for us tonight. He really did. And, you know, we've seen that now in four games in the finals where Aaron has had moments where he has carried us offensively. He made threes tonight, obviously, which is always a good thing, but I couldn't be more proud of Aaron Gordon and his impact across the board tonight.
They had Aaron Gordon out there looking like Chris Webber. He's just doing whatever the hell he wanted to. I'm talking about young Chris Webber flying all over the place. He was knocking down threes, he defending dudes, being big and strong. Aaron Gordon looked like a different human being tonight. A bully. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, man, thank you for taking my call, man. You know what, man? You preaching gospel tonight, man.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to tell you. Listen, what happened tonight, man, exactly what you said. Aaron Gordon played phenomenal. He played out of his mind tonight, man. These guys, listen, they keep talking about Jimmy Buckets, man. Man, I'm telling you, Jokic and those guys, Murray. Man, them are going to win this thing, man. And I'm just going to tell you, JR, they got a deep team. Porter, like, he kind of, like, messed up tonight a little bit. He didn't mess up, but he was a little bit off tonight. But at the end of the day, Denver, it might be like they might get one next year, Jay, on the cool.
Yeah, well, Shep made an excellent point earlier this week. I did as well. You take a look at this squad and how young they are, and it appears that they are just scratching the surface on what they can be. They are really, and there's no such thing as a perfect team.
Right.
But they're great. They got nowhere to go but up.
And I love the team. You know, I mean, Murray, he does his thing, man. These guys, they look kind of good, man. They're kind of special, man. I'm just looking at this team, and you know, you can't fault Jimmy, but Jimmy trying to do everything he can, but you can't fault, man, Jokic fundamental. He looked like my PE coach from like when I was back in school, man. I graduated in 97. Listen, he's fundamentally sound, bro. And it just looks good, man. And you know what? I'm glad it's not the normal Titans that's going on. And shout out to them. I'm going to let you talk, bro.
Hold on, Joe. Your gym teacher used to play ball and bust your ass?
Well, that's what Jokic looked like. He was, like, tall. His name was Coach Bland. He was just tall. But, you know, but when we got older, man, we busted him. Because he was retired then. Man, thank you for taking
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you for calling from Houston. No, I understand that, man. When I was in elementary school, and I guess it's easy to beat up on kids when you're in elementary school, but he was an old man. And he was out there busting some of my classmates. He's busting everybody, man. Like, he couldn't jump. And I mean, elementary school, he was still some big kids. It's like, how's this grown man beating us? I guess that's how you feel in elementary school. You're just out there knocking us around. And he's right, man. Jokic looks like a grown-ass man playing against little kids. Jokic is out there knocking down threes. I watched the shots that he took tonight just to confirm everything that I've seen over the past several months. Jokic took 7 threes tonight. He was 3 of 7. At some points, he was wide open. I'm like, how the hell are they leaving Jokic open at the top of the three-point line? And the arc on his shot just seemingly, it scrapes the top of the ceiling, and it's wet. I'm looking at Jokic play defense. He's not scaring anybody, but he knows how to cut off angles, man. He is on a whole nother level. And it's so cool to see. You know, as he just said, calling out of Houston, you look at this team play, I can look at their depth and say, oh, man, it'd be nice if they had a JaVale McGee in his prime type center. I know that sounds funny because it's JaVale McGee. It'd be nice if they had an alternative coming off of the bench, somebody that could fly around and just block shots. It'd be nice if they had another scorer. But when you look at the team and the 8-man rotation that they are running out there, it's apparent the Denver Nuggets are the best team. And Michael Porter Jr. has been playing like crap here in the NBA Finals. Tonight with 11. But Aaron Gordon, a playoff career high 27. Jokic balling out of his mind, and the Nuggets are one win away from their first NBA championship. 855-212-4CBS. I'll take your calls, and we'll hear from Eric Spoelstra on the other side of the break. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Baseball is in full swing. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to local coverage for the team you love, live stream your favorite sports radio station, or jump back and listen to the best segments on demand.
Don't forget, we talk to the manager every Tuesday at 2 p.m.
Don't listen to some guy from the other side of the country tell you about your team. Live conversations for your local team, no matter where you are. Your season, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 29th year of football action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the table. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.